I pray that I may speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In just a little while, we're going to be baptizing Eleanor on this Trinity Sunday in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. No more fitting day on which to baptize her. But it would be lovely if I can show her off to the congregation. Let's see how we get on. I won't take you too far away from Mum and Dad. Here she is. And Mum and Dad, if you can just tell us just a word or two about what kind of girl she is and what kind of character she has, what she likes.
She's actually very quiet, very good baby.
Very
not
happy.
Not much crying, yeah, very happy. Loves her brother a lot.
Yeah. Lovely. Great. And what she brought to your lives? What she brought to the family?
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love. Oh, brilliant. Okay. Now, what do you want her to understand about God and God's character and God's personality? What would you like her to be taught and find out from you and Penny, the godmother? And also when you come here, what's the nature of the God you want to teach her about?
That God loves everyone, God forgives, and to be a wonderful person, love family and God, and love my neighbour.
A God who loves, a God who forgives, a God who teaches us to love one another, family and neighbours. Beautiful answer. In the world today, there's often a great divide, or people think there's a great divide, between the theists who believe in God and the atheists who don't. The people of faith, whether they're Muslims or Hindus or Jews or Christians, and the people who don't have religion. And the people of faith are kind of treated as if it's almost all the same. It doesn't really matter what God you believe in, as long as you do. Now, don't get me wrong, belief in God is important, but it isn't all the same. It does matter what sort of God you believe in, because that shapes our lives. It shapes our behaviour. It shapes our attitude. I want to tell you about the Aztecs and the kind of gods that they believed in back in the Middle Ages in what's now Mexico. They believed in gods like Tezcatlipoca. He was the boss god in charge of everything, the god of destiny. And Tezcatlipoca, if I've got that right, he could forgive, he could heal, but he was very capricious and he couldn't be relied upon to do that. Quite often, he just sent famines and earthquakes because he could. Tezcatlipoca, he whose slaves we are. That's what that god's name means. And the Aztecs also had another god called Tialoc. And Tialoc was the god of rainwater and fertility. But Tialoc was a very greedy and voracious god. And Tialoc demanded human sacrifice, child sacrifice. And the children were made to weep before they were taken to the place where they'd be offered to Tialoc, because the Aztecs believed that their tears would bring the rains. Mum and Dad, the god that we're bringing Eleanor to is very different, you'll be pleased to know, from Tialoc. The God that Christians have come to believe is the true God, the only God in and beyond the universe, is Holy Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the God that we're pondering, adoring, worshipping. Oh, I'm going to have to go freestyle because I've lost my notes. Oh, thank you, John, you've given them back to me. Christians believe in a Father who made us in love. A Son who sacrificed himself to save us in love. A Spirit who's been given to us in love, so that that love that Olga was telling us about can fill Eleanor's hearts and all our hearts. That's the God Christians claim to be God. And so how wonderful that we'll baptize her quite shortly now in that very name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And Eleanor, we pray that you'll come to know that you've been created by a Father who cares for you, that you can be forgiven by a Son who loves you so much that he gave himself for you. We pray that you'll come to know that you can be close to God through his Holy Spirit, who can be poured into all our hearts. So that's the God, the mysterious, wonderful, majestic God, to whom we bring Eleanor this day, and we pray that she will know him more clearly, love him more dearly, and follow him more nearly every day as she grows up into the life he's given her. Amen.